Hello, this is Daniel Swain, Morning Espresso, and today is December the 31st, 2021, and a little information about me. I am a freelance web designer. I've been working for my company since August of 2007, a little over 14 years. It's been a wonderful experience. My podcast generally focuses in on story time or ways in which I can hope to help you stand in business as long as myself. And also I give a little information about finances. Now, I always say that I'm not a financial planner. I'm just sharing some of the things that I've been able to do over these past 14 years that have kind of kept me in the business. One of the things that I always like to say is, and I say this all the time, I think it's something like 60 or 70% of us who are in business, we don't go out of business or we don't fail to stay in business because we didn't have adequate resources. A lot of times what happens is it's just how you are, what you're doing with those finances. One of the things that I always share with folks is saving and being frugal is a really great way of staying in business. Not frugal in the sense that you don't want to pay for stuff, you don't want to be that way, but just in the sense of you don't want to always look for that shiny object. And I'm going to talk about shiny objects in a future podcast. But today I like to talk about how what's a great way that I use to start saving. I was not a saver 20 years ago, 14 years ago. I say 20 because I've been building websites for 20 years, but 14 years in business. And one of the first things that I learned from my business mentor was a trick called the 52 envelopes. It will take you about $2 to get this started. Go to your dollar store or anywhere that you can get envelopes for a dollar. You can get you about 100 of them. And number them from 1 to 52. You can do this one or two ways. Either you can start once a week, grabbing an envelope, depending on what number it's on it, put that amount in the envelope, or put it in a savings account in which you cannot access. Or you can take it start at 1 and go to 52, or start at 52 and go to 1. What will happen at the conclusion of the year is that you're going to find that you will have $1,368 in those envelopes. I would recommend just putting it in a savings account so that you can get some interest. You're not going to get a lot of great interest on it, but some is better than none. But I recommend doing that. One of the things that I've found is with doing the 52 envelopes, I've been able to, A, establish an emergency fund for my personal business, for my personal, my family and stuff like that. So in case something happens, like the water heater goes out or your garage door suddenly decides it doesn't want to go up. And instead of being trying to figure out how to you're going to afford those several hundred dollars in charges, and sometimes close to $1,000 in charges, you've got $1,300 sitting in your savings account. I've also found that it's a really great way with regards to your business. Sometimes, you know, with dealing with either your local taxes or your state taxes or even sometimes your federal taxes, sometimes those typically come for us in December. And that's really a bad time to have to be forking over a few hundred dollars. And so if you've got this $1,300 sitting in an account, there you go. That's how you can pay for those things. I've also have started using the 52 envelopes with regards to some vacations, with regards to taking care of Christmas for my family, with regards to spring break, anything like that with the kids. It's not, in some cases, it might not be, you might need to put a few more nickels on it in order to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish, but at least it's just a really easy, simple way that you can take and save money and have that money readily accessible when you need to take and do certain things. As you can tell, I probably run two or three of them at the same time, you know, and I just try to make sure that if I'm running two, I never, if I do 52 in one envelope, I'll do a dollar in the other envelope. I try to put a cap on it. So maybe my cap is $52. So if I do 49 in one, I can, the most I can put in the other one is $3. That's a great way that you can save and have the savings dedicated towards certain objects and certain things. But again, I would recommend trying to do the 52 envelopes. It's really, really great thing. I know there's some other ones out there. I know about the $50 one where you do $50 for 10 months. You know, $5,000 at that particular point in time. Or $2,500 at that time. It's $50 for 50 weeks. And so it's all but 2 weeks. And so you would have $2,500 in your bank account. And it's just another easy way to save and move yourself away from spending to saving. And so I'll get a little bit more in detail with that maybe on a later podcast. But again, I just think that I hope you guys will try to do the 52 envelopes. A really simple way. Start putting back some money. Start paying yourself. And better yet, be in a position where if you do need some extra money, you have it. Once again, I'd like to say thank you to the guys who are sponsoring this podcast, WP Cepedia. They're at WPCepedia.org. Those guys do, they take and do updates as far as your theme, your plugins, the theme plugins, WordPress. They take and do updates as far as your content, images. They give you a monthly report. They're really great. They take in that monthly report. They take you to speed of your site. They back up your site. They do all this wonderful stuff for you, relatively cheap for pennies. They're just a really great insurance policy to have with regards to your website. Please check those guys out. We're going to have a discount code in the description. But I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Thanks. Have a blessed one. This is Daniel.